I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Music can tell stories of history and culture in a way that politics often can't. One such story is told in the film On the Banks of the Tigris, The Hidden Story of Iraqi Music, directed by Marcia Emmerman. The documentary traces the journey of Iraqi musician Majid Chokor, exiled in Australia and discovering the Jewish roots of many beloved Iraqi songs. The film will be shown at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene for one night only on Thursday, June 15th, followed by a Q&A with Marcia Emmerman, who's here with me in the KLCC studios after arriving from Australia. Thanks for being here, Marcia.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Well, what within this story was initially so compelling that made you wish to make this film?
I guess I had a special interest in this story because it's a story about how people are connected through their music and how music is a bridge between people regardless of their religious or political backgrounds.
If we are Jews or Christian or Muslim, Sunni, Shi'i, Shi'u'i, yeah, it doesn't matter. The music is the connection.
Well, talk a bit more then about the bridge between Iraqi music and Jewish culture.
Part of the hidden story of Iraqi music involves the fact that there were once many Jews living in Iraq and that they played a major role in the music. They were important composers, songwriters, and musicians. And that's what compelled Majid, because Majid is from a Muslim background. So when he grew up in Iraq, he didn't know any of that history. And so the film is a journey for him to learn more about it. And he meets Iraqi musicians from all different backgrounds and finds that they all know and love the same songs.
I grew up with this beautiful music when I was a young boy in Baghdad. But I never really asked myself, who wrote this music?
The main focus of the story is on the fact that this is a shared cultural heritage and that people, particularly when they're forced to flee their country, their culture becomes increasingly important to them. And they don't leave it behind and they don't lose it. Culture survives. A woman who once wrote about our film described it this way. She said, songs don't need suitcases to survive. That's what you discover in this film, is that wherever you go, there are Iraqis of whatever background. They might be Jewish, Muslim, Christian, or whatever, and they're singing the same songs and they appreciate the same songs. There's really wonderful music in the film. Ahmed Mukhtar, who's a oud player, I mean, people say he's one of the masters of the oud, which is a very traditional Iraqi instrument. Farida, who is a singer, she's a makam singer, which is a traditional form of Iraqi singing that uses classic Arabic poetry, and she has an incredible voice, I mean, sort of almost like an opera singer. And then Yair Dalal, who was born in Israel but from Iraqi parents, and he also is a wonderful oud player and violinist.
Are there topics and themes that tend to recur in the songs that are a part of this?
Oh, well, you know, like everywhere, a lot of the songs are love songs and songs that express people's love for Baghdad. Actually, the title of the film comes from a song. On the Banks of the Tigris is the name of a very beautiful song. At dawn, at dusk, every time of day, how beautiful the Tigris River is, which flows through Baghdad. We wanted a concert, and we wanted to create a concert that would bring the Iraqi musicians from different religious backgrounds together again. as it once was, because Baghdad was historically a very multicultural, multi-religious city, and people there were living harmoniously. That didn't really start to change until the 1940s.
There must be lessons about cultural connection and music and its role within this story that applies across all boundaries of culture. Is that correct?
I definitely think so. Particularly, I can tell that from the audiences who come to see the film, because we've shown this film in a lot of places now, and people of all sorts come to see it. And often people come up to us who are from other cultural backgrounds, you know, Greek people, but people from the Balkans, people from wherever. Something about it feels familiar to them, particularly if they're migrants who've left their own countries, living somewhere else. They have the similar feelings of longing for their homeland and of attachment to their culture.
What would you like people who come to see this movie on Thursday evening take away from their experience with it?
One thing is just a better understanding that the experience of a refugee is a really difficult one, and no matter where they came from, they didn't choose to leave. They were forced to leave, and they're just looking for someplace safe for their families. Another is the fact that the film is about cutting through the supposed religious boundaries and the supposed division. People have a concept of Jew and Arab being very different, and they often oppose them to each other. But actually, that isn't correct. It's a false division. We often describe this as a music and peace project while we were making it. So it is a story about peace and people living together in peace. We feel, and I think the film expresses, that people want to live in peace, and they would choose to live in peace. And when they don't, it's usually because of interference or, you know, political causes that the majority of people are not responsible for that. They're not fighting each other because they're destined to fight each other or because of some old antagonisms. I mean, it's just often misrepresented. But basically, people everywhere in the world want to live together peacefully and could live together peacefully. So I suppose our film, it's an optimistic view. Some people might think it's not realistic, but we think it's realistic. I mean, we think peace is a realistic possibility, and it's something we can all work toward, and hopefully we will.
Marcia Emmerman, director of the documentary On the Banks of the Tigris, The Hidden Story of Iraqi Music. It will screen for one night only at the Bijou Art Cinemas in Eugene on Thursday, June 15th at 7 p.m. with a question and answer to follow with Marcia Emmerman. For more information, bijou-cinemas.com and fruitfulfilms.com.au. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.